as well. Emily is joining us for the press review now. She's starting off with that story we brought in the news. Those attacks on prisons all over France in the early hours of Tuesday. We've also been hearing about a few others overnight as well. The French press, how are they reacting then, Emily?
Yes, well, it's been in the front pages of most of the French press, and it's all very mysterious. According to La Dépêche this morning, the paper describes the different outcomes of the attacks. Police said the incidents ranged from tags to vandalism to cars being set alight, and there were even two incidents of shotgun and Kalashnikov shots aimed at two of the nine targeted prisons. But the most mysterious thing, perhaps, was the inscription of the same four letters DDPF, assumed to mean Droit des Prisonniers Français, or French Prisoners' Rights, which could suggest a coordinated attacks. Now, Le Monde says that all the hypotheses are still open, ranging from drug trafficking to anarchists to the far left. The Figaro, on their front page this morning, was also asking questions about the attacks, although they came to the conclusion that it's most likely related to drug trafficking. The article suggests that the attacks are retaliation against the construction of two high-security facilities aimed at tackling organised crime. The attacks also came as the French Parliament is set to approve a law which would increase police powers of investigation and toughen conditions for convicted traffickers.
Let's take you to Russia now. Four journalists have been handed prison sentences for their activities linked to Alexei Navalny. What are the independent Russian papers saying about this one?
Exactly. Well, the Moscow Times today had the news on their front page telling us that the four Russian journalists were arrested on charges of extremism and sentenced to 5 years in prison. The Novaya Gazeta here, the opposition newspaper, which runs from exile in Estonia, is also covering the story. It says the four were arrested last year for their work with Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin opposition leader who died in prison last year. The article says that one of the arrested journalists was placed in a cell for particularly dangerous prisoners where he was forced to sleep on the floor.
Canada, for this next one, things are heating up in the run-up to federal elections, with the leadership debates being held today and tomorrow as well. It seems that Emily has found for us a particularly Canadian headline.
Yes, exactly. Well, the only way this headline could get any more Canadian is if you chucked some maple syrup over it. The Montreal Gazette had this headline today. Habs take priority. Federal leaders debate moved up to accommodate for hockey game. The article confirms that hockey does take priority over politics, especially when the Montreal hockey team, the Canadian Habs, are playing against the California Hurricanes for a spot in the playoff. Now, the French language debate has been moved to 6 p.m. Quebec time on Wednesday, and the English language debate will be held on Thursday. But the Canadian website CBC News takes a look at the two main figures facing off at these elections, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre and Liberal leader Mark Carney. They say that where Poilievre represents change, Carney represents stability for many people. Although the Conservative Party had huge leads in the polls a few months ago, the Liberals saw a surge in their popularity following Trump's 51st state comments and subsequent trade war. Now, the Toronto Star had this opinion piece discussing the change in the polling with two pollsters. They say, interestingly, that the lead in the polls depends on what the ballot question is considered to be. So those who think that the election is about Trump and how to deal with him are more likely to vote Liberal, whereas those who think it's more about change are more likely to vote Conservative. The two pollsters do agree on one thing, though. It's going to be a close race. Although the Liberals still have a narrow lead in the polls, it's not all over, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens during the Canadian elections on the 28th of March.
Yeah, all to follow. Of course, we'll have coverage on France 24. From hockey, quite right, that headline, to football, which, of course, is the big thing here in Europe. A very tense evening for football fans last night. Teams fighting it out for their place in the Champions League semi-finals. What have the sports papers been saying?
Well, let's start perhaps with the bitter news for Aston Villa fans and actually my grandparents. They have this headline in the Mirror. Villa Parc de Triomphe still determined to celebrate the win over Paris last night, despite it not being enough to get them through to the semi-finals. The Daily Mail rightly calls it heartbreaking. Meanwhile, in Paris, obviously, celebration. Le Parisien had it on their front page with Le Grand Frisson, highlighting the fright that Paris gave themselves in last night's game, almost losing their spot to a defiant Aston Villa side. But the night, as you know, finished in a happy ending for Paris, according to L'Equipe. Paris Saint-Germain now moves on to the semi-finals, where they'll be facing either Arsenal or Real Madrid.
Your parents are Aston Villa fans?
Yes.
Is that right? Sorry, Emily's grandparents. Do apologise. Emily's going to bring us now some very calming news from Sweden. What have you got for us?
Exactly. This news is in The Guardian. The next big thing everyone should be watching on television is this, the Great Moose Migration. A Swedish TV station has seen millions of people flock to their live stream showing the week-long migration of Sweden's moose population. It's been called reality TV at its finest. The article says it's been an annual event since 2019 and has seen its popularity rising every year. Last year, 9 million people tuned in to see the moose cross the Angerman River. I don't know about you, Stuart, but I think I know what I'll be doing with my weekend.
Yeah, so forget the press review. We'll just go and watch that instead.
Sounds good.
Lots of moose on the loose, Emily, with the papers for us on France 24.